Thank you so much to Maiko-san and to Ellie for sharing your testimony today. That was really, really amazing testimony.
Maiko-san, Ellie-san, Akashi, 本当にありがとうございます。素晴らしい心を打たれる、主の皆を賛美するしか以外ない、証でした。ありがとうございます。
Well, today we are going to continue working through Mark chapter 2 as the gospel writer Mark, he moves quickly from one event to the next in this book.
今日も福音書記者であるマルコがある出来事から次へと素早く移っていくマルコによる福音書2章を読み進めていきます。
And today we come to the calling of another disciple.
今日はもう一人の弟子の証明を見ていきます。
Now there must have been some time elapsed before the calling of Matthew, who's called Levi in this passage, as a disciple.
この箇所でレビと呼ばれるマタイが弟子として召されるまでにはある程度の時間の経過があったはずです。
But the story continues beyond just the calling of this man Matthew to eating with that new disciple.
しかし物語はこのマタイという人物の証明だけでなくその新しい弟子と食事をするところまで行き続きます。
And it is in the eating of that meal that Jesus causes a scandal and he teaches us as his followers about his amazing grace.
そしてその会食によってイエスはパリサイ派の律法学者たちから見るととんでもないスキャンダルを起こし私たち弟子にその驚くべき恵みを教えてくださるのです。
Let's read our passage, Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 17, where we see our Savior, the scandal, and his grace.
マルコの福音書2章13節から17節を読み、救い主のスキャンダルと恵みを見てみましょう。
Verse 13 says, And he went out again beside the sea, and all the crowd was coming to him, and he was teaching them. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, Follow me. And he arose and followed him. And as he reclined at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him.And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners? And when Jesus heard it, he said to them, Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. And I came not to call the righteous, but sinners.
13節から、イエスはまた湖のほとりへ出て行かれた。すると群衆が皆身元にやってきたので彼らに教えられたイエスは道を通りながらアルパヨの子レビが集税所に座っているのを見て私についてきなさいと言われたすると彼は立ち上がってイエスに従ったそれからイエスはレビの家で食卓に着かれた集税人たちや罪人たちも大勢イエスや弟子たちと共に食卓についていた大勢の人々がいてイエスに従っていたのであるパリサイ派の律法学者たちはイエスが罪人や主税人たちと一緒に食事をしているのを見て弟子たちに言ったなぜあの人は主税人や罪人と一緒に食事をするのですかこれを聞いてイエスは彼らにこう言われた医者を必要とするのは丈夫な人ではなく病人です私が来たのは正しい人を招くためではなく罪人を招くためです
The first part of this event is the calling of this man Levi.
この出来事の最初の部分はレビという人の証明です。
Now, Levi is also known by his Greek name Matthew rather than his Hebrew name Levi.
レビはヘブライ語のレビという名前だけではなく、ギリシャ語のマタイという名前でも知られていました。
We see the same man, Matthew, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 9, where it says, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, follow me, and he rose and he followed him.
マタイによる福音書9章9節では、マタイと呼ばれる同じ人物が登場しています。マタイの福音書9章9節、イエスはそこから進んで行き、マタイという人が収税所に座っているのを見て、私についてきなさいと言われた。すると彼は立ち上がってイエスに従った。
Now, the first disciples called were significant.Because they were regular people, and in some ways they were lower class by their profession of fishing.
最初に召された弟子たちは漁師という職業柄、ある意味では下層階級に属する普通の人々であったことは意義深いです。
But you need to understand that those fishermen even were still accepted. They were still insiders in society as Jewish fishermen.
しかし、それでも彼ら漁師はユダヤ人として社会に受け入れられ、内側の人でした。
Levi is different.
レビは違いました。
He's Jewish, but he's despised and he is rejected by His own people in his society.
彼はユダヤ人でありながら、その社会の中で同胞から軽蔑され、拒絶されています。
Remember that a couple of weeks ago, we discussed Jesus healing the leper who was rejected by his own society because of that disease.
2週間前、イエスがハンセン病のために社会から拒絶されていた病人を癒したことについて話したのを覚えていらっしゃいますか？
Now, tax collectors, in many ways, were actually considered more unclean than lepers were.
徴税人はいろいろな意味でハンセン病患者以上に汚れていると考えられていました。
The way that Rome collected taxes in the territories around the world that it controlled was to actually employ locals to collect those taxes from each territory in an area.
ローマが支配していた世界中の領土で税金を徴収する方法は、その地域の各領土から税金を徴収するために地元の人々を雇うことでした。
And what would happen is the highest bidder on that piece of territory would get a specific territory and he would win that territory to be able to collect taxes on.
特定の領土での最高入札者がその領土を獲得しました。
Now, that man would then be responsible for collecting taxes in that area.But you have to understand, they were the only ones who knew how much officials in Rome actually expected to receive from that area of the world.
その人がその地域の徴税を担当しますが、ローマの役人がその地域にどれだけの税金収入を見込んでいたかを知っているのは彼らだけでした。
As part of their role, they could tax imports, exports,Bridge tolls, road money, town dues, really anything bought or sold at whatever rates would bring in the money that Rome expected to receive.
そのため彼らは輸入、輸出、橋の通行料、道路使用料、町内会費など売買されるあらゆるものにローマが期待する税収をもたらす税率で課税することができました。
Of course, since they were the ones who set those rates, then they would be skimming off the top and taking everything they charged above the rates actually set by Rome.
もちろん彼らが税率を決めていたので、ローマが実際に設定した税率よりも高く請求したものは、すべて上前を跳ねることになります。
So, this dishonesty, this thievery, it actually, of course, made them despised by everyone.
この不誠実さと泥棒行為によって彼らは誰からも軽蔑されるようになったのでした。
Now, the Jewish religious leaders had even come up with specific rules related to how tax collectors should be treated within Jewish society.
ユダヤの宗教指導者たちは、徴税人がユダヤ社会でどのように扱われるべきかについて具体的な規制まで定めていました。
In part, they taught that tax collectors were supposed to be treated like murderers and robbers.
一部では、徴税人は人殺しや強盗と同じように扱われるべきだと教えていました。
They also taught that tax collectors were disgraces in their family that couldn't be allowed to testify in any court because they were untrustworthy.
彼はまた、徴税人は家族の中の恥であり、信用できないので裁判では証言できないと教えました。
They would go so far as to have the tax collectors kicked out and excommunicated from their local places of worship, the synagogues that were scattered around the area of Israel.
彼らは徴税人を追い出し、地元の礼拝所である街道から破門しました。
Now, this had to do a lot with the fact that the tax collectors would actually have lots of interactions with Gentiles because of their role of collecting taxes, and therefore they would be ceremonially unclean.
これは徴税人がその職務上異邦人との交流が多く儀式的に汚れているという事実と大いに関係がありました。
Tax collectors were also forbidden from exchanging money at the temple treasury.
徴税人はまた神殿の宝物庫で金銭をやり取りすることも禁じられていました。
And finally, these religious leaders, the rabbis, went so faras to determine that it was lawful and not sinful to lie in almost any way to avoid paying taxes to these tax collectors.
そして最後に、ラビたちは徴税人に税金を払うのを避けるためにほとんどどんな嘘をついても合法であり罪にはならないとまで断定していました。
And it was to this rejected manThat Jesus walks by, who's in his tax collection booth, and he says, "Follow me."
この拒絶されていた人にイエスは徴税所で通りかかりに会い、私についてきなさいと言われました。
And once again, we see Levi do what Peter, Andrew, James, and John did in chapter 1 as he leaves his profession and.Follows Jesus.
そして今一度私たちはレビが一章でペテロ、アンデレ、ヤコブ、ヨハネがしたように自分の職業を捨ててイエスに従ったのを見ます。
And once again here, we need to point out that the call of Jesus is a call to following him. It's a call to discipleship, not to simple belief.
もう一度言っておきますが、イエスの証明はイエスに従うようにという召しです。イエスがあなたに自分の仕事やヤコブとヨハネのように家業である漁業を捨てるように呼びかけているのでしょうか。
Now, does Jesus call you to get up and leave your job and like James and John, your family who are in the family fishing business?
イエス様はあなたに仕事を捨てて従うように呼びかけていらっしゃるでしょうか。
Probably not.
おそらくそうではないでしょう。
But he calls you to make a complete commitment of your life to him in such a way that it may result in you losing relationships.Or losing job security for the greater gain of God's glory.
しかし、神の栄光をさらに輝かすために、あなたの人間関係や職業の安定を失うかもしれない形で、自分の人生を完全に神に捧げることを求めているのです。
What is significant here is that Levi was this person on the outside of society, and he had experienced.No grace, no kindness, no acceptance from his own society.
ここで重要なのは、レビは社会の外側にいる人間であり、社会からの恵みも優しさも受け入れも経験していなかったということです。
Now, of course, even as we hear about his profession, judging by his profession as a tax collector, there may have been very good reason for that rejection.
徴税人という彼の職業から判断すると、それなりの理由があったと思われます。
If he was like most of his colleagues, he was likely dishonest.
もし彼が多くの同僚と同じようだったとしたら、おそらく不正直だったでしょう。
As we'll see here, because of being rejected by most in Jewish society, his friends were people that others considered unclean sinners in the rest of society. There were other tax collectors. They were probably, Gentiles even.
口述するようにユダヤ社会のほとんどから拒絶されていたため、レビの友人たちは社会の他の人々から汚れた罪人とみなされていた人々、他の徴税人やおそらく異邦人だったのでしょう。
And Levi fully understood his position.In society.
レビは社会における自分の立場をよく理解していました。
There was never any doubt in the mind of this man Levi how unaccepted he was and how much people looked down and despised him.
レビの心の中には自分がどれほど受け入れられていないか、どれほど人々から見下されているか、疑う余地はありませんでした。
So when Jesus comes along,And this man, who's an up-and-coming, teacher, wants him to be one of his followers. He recognizes that there is grace, that there is undeserved, unearned favor and kindness that is being extended to him by this man, Jesus.
ですから、イエスが現れ、新進気鋭の教師であるこの人が、彼を自分の弟子の一人にしたいと望んだとき、彼はこの人、イエスによって自分に与えられる恵み、彼にはふさわしくない行為と思いやりがあることを認識します。
And this is just like Jesus. Jesus calls disciples who are in need of his saving grace.
まさにイエス様らしいのです。イエスはご自分の救いの恵みを必要としている弟子たちに、を召されるんです。
Now what happened after this is where it gets significant beyond just the calling of another disciple.
さて、この後どうなったかというと、単に別の弟子を召されたというだけではない重要な意味を持ちます。
Jesus apparently goes with Levi to his house to have a meal.
イエスはレビと一緒に食事をするために彼の家に行きます。
We see this in verse 15.
15節にそのことが書かれています。
It says, And as he reclined at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners were reclining with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him.
15節、それからイエスはレビの家で食卓に着かれた。主税人たちや罪人たちも大勢イエスや弟子たちと共に食卓についていた。大勢の人々がいてイエスに従っているのいたのである。
Now, we can speculate here that perhaps this was a very special meal. Maybe Levi was actually saying goodbye.To many of his fellow tax collectors and his business associates because he is leaving that life to now follow Jesus.
おそらくこれはレビが現世の生活を離れてイエスに従うために徴税人や仕事仲間の多くに別れを告げる特別な食事であったと推測できます。
These meals like this are not formal affairs, but they're family type meals with affection and extended length of time devoted to spending time with each other during the meal.
このような食事は改まった会食ではなく家族的なものであり、愛情がこもっていてお互いに時間を共に過ごすために長時間を費やすものです。
Some versions may translate this as sitting, but they would literally recline at the table to eat these meals together.
これを座ると訳すバージョンもありますが、文字通り食卓にもたれかかって一緒に食事をすることです。
It would look something like the illustration that's on the screen back behind me.
スクリーン上のイラストのような感じです。
This was a very personal way to enjoy a meal.
これは非常に個人的な食事の楽しみ方でした。
There was an intimacy to this way of dining together that led to deep conversation and just enjoying life together.
このような食事の仕方には親密さがあり、深い会話やただ一緒に人生を楽しむことにつながっていました。
But this is where the problem lay for the religious leaders.
しかし、ここに宗教指導者たちにとっての問題がありました。
Look at verse 16.
16節を見てください。
The Bible says, And the scribes of the Pharisees, when they saw that he was eating with sinners and tax collectors, said to his disciples, Why does he eat with tax collectors and with sinners?
パリサイ派の律法学者たちはイエスが罪人や主税人たちと一緒に食事をしているのを見て弟子たちに言った。なぜあの人は主税人や罪人たちと一緒に食事をするのですか。
It was clear that at least from a religious perspective, this table was filled with sinners enjoying this meal with Jesus.
少なくとも宗教的な観点から見れば、この食卓はイエスと共に食事を楽しむ罪人たちで埋め尽くされていることは明らかでした。
And while the meal was held at Levi's house, it's very clear that Jesus is the center of this meal that's happening.
そして食事はレビの家で行われていましたが、イエスがこの会食の中心であることは明らかでした。
And the central message of the story becomes clear when we see the reaction of the Pharisees compared to that of Jesus.
そしてパリサイ派の人々の反応とイエスの反応を比べると、この物語の中心的なメッセージが明らかになります。
The Pharisees looked around at those gathered and they saw the sin. And they believed that they were better.Than those people. They were without sin, and therefore they separated themselves from those people.
パリサイ派の人々は彼の罪を見て、自分たちは彼らより勝っていて罪がないと信じ、自分たちをそれらの人たちから切り離しました。
They claimed to worship God. In fact, they claimed to be the only ones whoperfectly worshiped God and they told others how to do it but they were operating purely from legalism and not from any sense of the true gospel
彼らは神を礼拝すると主張し実際神を完璧に礼拝するものであると主張しその方法を他の人々に伝えましたが彼は純粋に立法主義から行動しておりいかなる意味からも真の福音によってではありませんでした。
For them, relating to God properly meant cleaning up yourself on the outside and following this list of their rules.
彼らにとって神と正しく関わるとは外面をきれいにし自分たちのルールに従うことでした。
These rules they had were not even the Ten Commandments or the law given in the Old Testament.
それらのルールは旧約聖書に記されている十戒や律法ですらありませんでした。
These were their interpretations and requirements based on that law that essentially missed the point of God's law and had created.Prideful attitudes rather than exposing their sin and helping them see their need of a savior.
その律法に基づいた彼らの解釈と要求であり、本質的に的外れであり、彼らの罪を暴き、救い主の必要性を見るのではなく、高慢な態度を乱していました。
Jesus, on the other hand, he operates on the basis of grace, which is the essential nature of the gospel itself.
一方イエスは福音そのものの本質である恵みに基づいて行動されます。
We see this in his response to the Pharisees in verse 17.
このことは17節のパリサイ派に対するイエスの答えに現れています。
The Bible says, and when Jesus heard it, he said to them, those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick.I came not to call the righteous, but sinners.
これを聞いてイエスは彼らにこう言われた。医者を必要とするのは丈夫な人ではなく病人です。私が来たのは正しい人を招くためではなく罪人を招くためです。
Now, of course, we know from the Bible that everyone needs the gospel because.Everyone's relationship with God is broken due to our sin.
もちろん罪によって全ての人の神との関係が壊れているので、誰もが福音を必要としていることは分かっています。
1 John chapter 1 verse 8 warns us that if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
第一ヨハネ一章八節は次のように警告しています。もし自分には罪がないというなら私たちは自分自身を欺いており私たちのうちに真理はありません。
So we're all sinners, but until we realize the nature of our sin, we cannot receive God's grace because we don't recognize how much we need it or even that we do need it.
つまり私たちは皆罪人ですが、自分の罪の性質に気づくまでは自分たちが神の恵みをどれほど必要としているか、あるいは必要としていることさえ気づいていなければその恵みを受け取ることはできません。
In Jesus' illustration here, most peopleare like those who don't believe they're sick, so they don't need a doctor.
イエスの例えで言えば、ほとんどの人は自分が病気だと信じていないので、医者を必要としていません。
It's not that the Pharisees didn't need Jesus' grace. They did. But in their self-righteous legalism,They didn't even recognize their sin and their need of God's grace.
パリサイ派の人々がイエスの恵みを必要としていなかったのではなく、独善的な律法主義の中で自分たちの罪と神の恵みの必要性を認識するすらしていなかったのです。
The fact was, they were sick, and yet they thought that they were the most spiritually healthy people.On earth.
彼らは病んでいましたが、自分たちはこの世で最も霊的に健康な人たちだと思っていたのです。
In fact, Jesus says they're beyond sick. They're spiritually dead.
実際、イエスは彼らが病気であるどころか霊的に死んでいると言われました。
In Matthew chapter 23, verse 27,The Bible says, Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which outwardly appear beautiful, but within are full of dead people's bones and all uncleanness.
マタイの福音書23章27節。災いだ、偽善の律法学者、パリサイ人。お前たちは白く塗った墓のようなものだ。外側は美しく見えても内側は死人の骨やあらゆる欲汚れでいっぱいだ。
So these religious leaders missed experiencing the grace that Jesus was showing and offering here.
ですからその宗教指導者たちはイエスが示し提供されていた恵みを体験し損なったのでした。
Because Just as Jesus calls disciples who are in need of his grace, Jesus takes his message to people in need of his saving grace.
イエスがご自身の恵みを必要としている弟子たちを召されたように、イエスはご自身の救いの恵みを必要としている人々にもご自身のメッセージを伝えたのです。
Now in fact, we already said the religious leaders were in need of his grace as much as anyone in that room that day eating with Jesus. But because they did not see their own sin, they could never experience the grace of God.
実際、宗教指導者たちはイエスと一緒に食事をしていた部屋にいた人たち同様にイエスの恵みを必要としていたのですが、自分たちの罪に気づかなかったためにイエスの恵みを体験することが決してできませんでした。
This passage here in Mark is all about grace.
このマルコ書の箇所すべては恵みについて書かれているのです。
It's about Jesus showing his kindness and acceptance towards those who did not deserve it.
それはイエスがそれにふさわしくない人々に対して優しさと容認を示されたことについてです。
It's what God extends to us in salvation.
それは救いの中で神が私たちに与えてくださるものなのです。
Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
エペソ人への手紙2章8から9節、この恵みのゆえにあなた方は信仰によって救われたのです。それはあなた方から出たことではなく神の賜物です。行いによるのではありません。誰も誇ることのないためです。
And I want you to notice one key word that makes the difference to those receiving grace and the legalistic religious leaders who completely missed that grace.
そして恵みに預かる人々と神の恵みを逃した立法主義的な宗教指導者たちとの違いを生み出している一つのキーワードに注目していただきたいのです。
Verse 14 says about Levi that he rose and followed him.
14節にはレビについてこう書かれています。すると彼は立ち上がってイエスに従った。
And then in verse 15 we're told there were many who followed him.Him.
そして15節にはこう書かれています。大勢の人々がいてイエスに従っていたのである。
The difference here is those who followed Jesus and those who did not.
その違いとはイエスに従ったものと従わなかったものです。
Now if we go back to Mark chapter 1, we seeThat to follow Jesus is to repent of our sins and to believe in Him.
マルコの福音書1章に戻ると、イエスに従うとは罪を悔い改め、イエスを信じることです。
Mark chapter 1 verse 15 says, The time has come, he said, the kingdom of God has come near, repent and believe the good news.
マルコの福音書1章15節、時が満ち、神の国が近づいた、悔い改めて福音を信じなさい。
These people gathered with Jesus at this meal, for many of them, they had recognized their sin. They had repented of their sins.And they had believed in Jesus as their Messiah. In other words, as their Savior.
イエスと共に食事に集まった人々は、その多くが自分の罪を認め、その罪を悔い改め、イエスをメシア、つまり救い主として信じました。
For those who had done that, their sins were forgiven.
そうした人々の罪は許されました。
Until the one any of the ones who was a, were a Pharisee came to that same place to see that all of their good works, all of their law keeping, still fell short of holiness. In other words, until they realized that they were a sinner in need of a Savior, they would never experience that grace that led to forgiveness from their sin.
パリサイ派であった者がそこにたどり着くまで、自分の善行や律法遵守では未だに清さに足りないこと、言い換えれば救い主を必要とする罪人であることを知るまでは、罪の許しにつながる恵みを経験することはありえません。
Until they followed Jesus, they could not experience that grace that only comes through Him.
イエスに従うまではイエスによってのみもたらされる恵みを経験することはできないのです。
Now you may be in here today and in the same state as the Pharisees were, thinking to yourself, well, I'm not that bad.
今日ここにいるあなたもパリサイ派の人々と同じような状態でここにいるかもしれません。
You might even say, well, I'm not a sinner, especially by our society's definition of sin.
特に社会の罪人の定義からすれば、自分は罪人ではないとおっしゃるかもしれません。
But in God's eyes, all of us are sinners, and all of us are just as bad a sinner as the one who is sitting in prison right now and knows that they have sinned by breaking society's laws.
しかし、神の目から見れば、私たち全員が罪人であり、社会の掟を破って罪を犯したことを知っている刑務所の人と同じように、私たち全員が悪い罪人なのです。
We may come in here and consider ourselves better than that murderer, better than that adulterer, better than that liar and thief. But James 2:10, God tells us this, for whoever keeps the whole law but fails in just one point has become guilty of breaking all of it.
私たちは殺人者、姦淫者、嘘つき、泥棒よりはマシだと考えるかもしれませんが、神はヤコブの手紙2章10節でこう語っています。律法全体を守っても一つの点で過ちを犯すなら、その人は全てについて責任を問われるからです。
The answer to forgiveness of your sin is grace from God that is found only in Jesus Christ.
あなたの罪を許す答えはイエス・キリストにのみ見出される神の恵みです。
Now I know that most of us in here today have experienced God's grace.
今日ここにいる私たちのほとんどは神の恵みを経験しています。
We've repented of our sin and we've followed Jesus Christ.
罪を悔い改め、イエス・キリストに従ってきました。
But it's so easy for us, even as Christians, to fall into the trap of the Pharisees.
しかし、その私たちもパリサイ派の罠にはまるのはいとも簡単です。
In order to have followers who were considered sinners, Jesus had to be willing to make himself ceremonially unclean by the Pharisees' standards, not by God's, by being willing to go where those sinners were.
罪人とみなされる人々を従わせるためにイエスは彼らのいるところに進んでいくことで、パリサイ派の基準、神の基準ではなく、によってご自身を儀式的に汚れたものとしなければならなかったのです。
Now we may not believe, I hope we don't, that people need to follow a list of rules to be saved, which is basically what the Pharisees believed.
私たちは基本的にパリサイ派が信じたように、人々が救われるために規則のリストに従う必要があるとは思わないかもしれません。
Too often, we have an unspoken understanding that people need to just clean up their act before they can come to church. Or maybe before I'm going to be willing to share the gospel with them.
しかし、私たちは人々が教会に来たり、福音を聞いたりする前に、自分の行いをきれいにする必要があるという暗黙の了解があることがあまりにも多いです。
Maybe we're nervous if someone shows up with a lot of tattoos.
体中に入れ墨を彫った人が来ると私たちは神経質になるかもしれません。
Or we would prefer to avoid someone who drinks too much or they're too loud.
あるいはお酒を飲みすぎてうるさい人は避けたいと思うでしょう。
Maybe they have a job like Levi that puts them into a social class of shady characters such as modern day Yakuza here in Japan.
レビのように現代のヤクザのようないかがわしい社会階層に入るような仕事をしている人もいるかもしれません。
Instead of wanting those people to really experience the incredible grace of Jesus that's extended to each of us, no matter our background, we would be fine if they just cleaned up on the outside, which would maybe leave them more accepted in our society. But the fact is, they would be just as lost as they were before.
私たちはそのような人たちに生い立ちや素性にかかわらず私たち一人一人に与えられているイエスの驚くべき恵みを本当に体験してほしいと思うのではなくそのような人たちが外見をきれいに整えるだけでいいと思っています
We would be just fine if the alcoholic would just stop drinking or the adulterer would just stop cheating on his wife or the Yakuza member would justGo out and get a respectable job and leave organized crime.
アルコール依存者が飲酒をやめればいいし、不倫をしている人が浮気をやめればいいし、ヤクザがまともな仕事について組織犯罪から足を洗えばいい。
Perhaps it's something smaller. Just like wanting them to wear more respectable or more modest clothing.
あるいは派手な服ではなく控えめな服を着てほしいというようなもっと小さなことかもしれません。
But none of those things will save a person.
しかしそれらのどれも人を救うことはできません。
And God has placed people just like that.In our possible circle of relationships, or even He will direct them to our church.In order for us to share with them the good news of Jesus Christ.
そして神は私たちがイエス・キリストの福音を分かち合うためにそのような人々を私たちの人間関係の輪の中に置かれるかあるいは私たちの教会に導いてさえくださるかもしれません。
And that good news is that no matter what you've done,No matter who you are right now, and no matter what the rest of society thinks about you, God loves you. And He wants to show you His kindness that you don't deserve and that you cannot earn.
そしてその良い知らせとは、たとえあなたが今まで何をしてきたとしても、今どんな人であろうとも、そして社会の他の人たちがあなたをどう思っていようとも神はあなたを愛しあなたに値しない得ることもできないその優しさを示したいと望んでおられるということなのです
This is grace.
これが恵みです
And this grace extended towards you through Jesus Christ is what can save you from your sinWhen you repent of that sin and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior.
そしてイエス・キリストを通してあなたに与えられるこの恵みこそあなたが罪を悔い改めイエスを主であり救い主として受け入れるときあなたを罪から救うことができるものなのです。
Let's pray.
祈りましょう。
Our Heavenly Father, we praise you today and thank you for the amazing grace that you've extended to us through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you that we don't have to be clean to come before you. And Father, no matter how much our society and our friends may even think we are holy or sin-free or good, Lord, in your eyes, we know that we are all sinners who have failed to properly glorify you. And Father, we thank you for your grace that we have been the recipient of in order to be able to put our faith and our trust in you and find forgiveness. And Father, I want to pray today, right now, for anyone in this room who may not have ever experienced your grace because they've never recognized their sin. Lord, I pray right now that your Holy Spirit would open the eyes of their heart to see how truly sinful they are before a holy God. And no matter what society thinks of them or their family thinks of them, or they may even think of themselves, that before you they're a sinner and they need the grace of Jesus Christ to find forgiveness for those sins. Lord, help us to be extending that grace to others, to be people that love people no matter what they look like, no matter where they're from, no matter what kind of sin they themselves are involved in, that we reach out with love and show them Christ. Father, let us be a hospital for those in need and not simply a showplace for saints. Lord, help us to be a church that cares about people and about their need of a Savior. Father, we love you and we praise you. May we be changed by you today by being under your word. Be glorified. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen.